the World. I'm John Batchelor. 1885, the U.S. Congress responding to the reports of a range war between the cattle barons of the West and the sheep herders of the West passed a law entitled the Unlawful Enclosures Act. In part, it reads, "All enclosures of any public lands are hereby declared to be unlawful." A Wyoming territorial court adds in 1889, poetically, "The fence is made for beasts. The law is made for man." I welcome Terry Anderson, my guide on the West where glory lives. Terry at the Hoover Institution, helping me understand a story that emerges from, of all places, London, the Financial Times, but speaks to the checkerboard of the West. Terry, a very good evening to you. I understand the law, but the part about public lands and private lands is now a challenge to me because of a new article in the Financial Times about the checkerboard. What is the checkerboard? How does it work? Good evening to you.
And good evening, John. The checkerboard is a land pattern that exists throughout the West, generated by the fact that we had, prior to the act you referred to, we had the Homestead Act, and people homesteaded the lands that they thought were the best, namely lands along rivers and flowing streams. But they didn't care about the mountaintops so much, except for grazing. And then you could herd your cattle or your sheep up there and graze them on these lands, but you didn't care whether you owned them. The ones in the bottomlands that you owned under the Homestead Act, you fenced to keep your beasts in or to keep other people's beasts out. And these lands were all private. But if you get to the hilltops, some are private, some are not, depending on their value. And it's the ones that are not are public. They never were homesteaded. And the ones that are private. And therein lies the conflict. Do I have a right to access my public lands, my Forest Service, my Bureau of Land Management?
It is the fall of 2020 in the depths of the pandemic, and three men regard it as a good moment to go elk hunting. There are a lot of elk in those mountains, and at the point of conflict comes to this, and I would have been flummoxed by this. They are using a GPS to follow the route of public lands to hunt elk, and they're very successful. They come to two posts chained together, and on that post with a padlock and set in the earth, "No trespassing, Elk Mountain Ranch," and then a number to call. What they've come to is the point of the checkerboard, the intersection of two publics and two privates. And their solution to no trespassing is to grab the post and swing themselves around so they never touch the private land, although they cross the airspace and land in public land. The following year, they have another solution, bringing a fourth friend. They have a stepladder, and they go over the top, again, never touching the private land, and land is taking off in public and landing in public. But it's a point. It's a theoretical point. So you could argue there's no way a human being could pass through that point without violating the airspace of private enterprise. Terry, is this a big problem? Are hunters often that geometrically challenged to swing around posts or climb ladders from one checkerboard to another?
Well, using this theoretical point is very useful. And thinking about the checkerboard, not the land checkerboard, but the one on your coffee table where you're challenging your mate to a game of checkers, there are all of these theoretical points between the red squares and the black squares. And those have not been a controversy until recently, because for the most part, people respected private property rights, and that would have included crossing over that space belonging to the Elk Mountain Ranch. And people, when there weren't as many hunters and people were much more respectful of property rights, they would have called that number and said, "Can I cross through your space to get to from my red square to the next red square?" That has gotten more prevalent because there are more hunters. That's one thing. And with more hunters, there are more elk because, or sorry, with private lands, there are more elk. And the more hunters seek those elk, which are moving between these checkers, and as a result, people want to get to the public lands to hunt elk. And there wasn't much of this happening because people didn't know for sure where these were, and you didn't want to be caught trespassing. But now there are all kinds of apps that would tell you exactly where you are. You would have a GPS that says you are standing on Elk Mountain property, or you are standing on public lands. And that has allowed people to find that intersection point, that theoretical point that's impossible to cross through, as you say, without interfering with the space above the private lands.
This is in Wyoming, Elk Mountain Ranch. Is it different for you in Montana than this?
That's very unclear yet because of the Elk Mountain lawsuit that was filed by the ranch. And it's unclear because now the people in Montana who don't own land are saying, I own the public land. I'm a public, and I get to cross into the Forest Service. And the legislature tried to pass, in this recent session, tried to pass a law clarifying what this, how to deal with this theoretical point, but was unsuccessful in coming to an agreement for what the law should be. At this point, it would still be unlawful for me to cross through that space. But it hasn't been challenged in Montana. So I say unlawful by common law practice, unlawful, not by statute.
The article in the FT quotes a Field and Stream from 1971. These are the kinds of things you save in the attic and you find it later on. Okay. We have they call the checkerboard, quote, a hodgepodge of intermixed ownership, which inevitably resulted in a variety of public management headaches. It goes on to say, a national disgrace that must no longer be ignored. One that affects hunters, fishermen, but also berry pickers, bird watchers, canoers, nature photographers, rock climbers, and students of all ages. All right. Here we have this image of a challenge that's been known for decades. Before we go to what's going to happen to the hunters and the lawsuit, Terry, you have taught me for many years there are peaceful ways to work this out. And fishing in Montana is one way. What is the guidance on fishing, crossing land to use property that is private and that is public across private water?
Let me use two examples. I'll start with the last point that in the quote you read about climbers. There's a piece of public land not far from where I live that has good rock climbing. And the only access to it was across private land. This wasn't even a checkerboard case. There was no way you could get to this without crossing private land. Rock climbers went to the landowner and engaged in a contract for a trail across the private land. Perfectly legal now for me to go and walk across the land and climb on the public rocks. In the same kind of conflict regarding streams and access for fishing. In Montana, there was a challenge to whether you could get on a stream and fish. Now, unless you can walk on water, that meant you had to be on some land. And was that land public or private? And the controversy was ultimately resolved by saying, if you can gain access at a public access point, so if you can go to a piece of land that the Fish and Wildlife Department has purchased and allows you to walk from their land into the river, then you can fish. But you can't walk through someone's private yard to get to that river. If you're in the river, stay between the high water marks as they're defined. That's where it would be when it's flooding. And you can fish all you want and hunt ducks, I might add.
The origin of this is a plan in Congress, of course, to settle the West, to encourage people to settle the West and develop the land. And when we come back, good intentions. We all know what that's paved toward. Terry Anderson is at the Hoover Institution. He's in Montana, where the West, where the glory is. And we're talking about something I have no personal experience of, but it's a wonderful idea. Checkerboard. In Montana and Wyoming and other parts of the West. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Belcher.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.